The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen, let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And if you can't tell by the excitement in my voice, it's Super Bowl Sunday. Peyton Manning having a shot to ride out in the sunset, and Cam Newton with a big shot at becoming elite in the NFL. I think there's a lot of great storylines in this one, man. Some unbelievable stuff. Two great defenses. Cam Newton, the MVP. Peyton Manning, 39. The oldest guy to ever start as a quarterback in the Super Bowl. Man, oh man, I am excited. Got to welcome in my partner in crime, Jeff Rich. Good morning, Jeff. How are you, buddy?
How about the city of Charlotte and that whole Carolina region, both north and south, where the Panthers have played, getting their first professional sports title ever? I think that could be something else. It's something that we're not really talking about, but if Denver doesn't have the luck on Super Bowl Sunday, it could be a good day for that mid-Atlantic southeast region.
Yeah, I mean, look, Cam Newton has definitely put himself in a different class, and he can really solidify that with a very solid performance later on today, obviously, as we all know. But truth be told, I really love this matchup. The more and more I think about it, I love it. We're just getting warmed up. A lot to talk about. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Get it in here! I got one thing to say. This is when the big dogs come out.
Damn right.
Okay?
Damn right.
So can't roll with the big dogs. Stay on the board.
What the hell's going on out here?
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Big game today, man. Big game. Super Bowl 50. Peyton Manning, 39 years old, the oldest quarterback to ever start a game. Previously, pretty interesting here, John Elway at 38, who happens to be Peyton Manning's boss. Cam Newton on the other side. Spectacular season, man. Spectacular season. But let's not take away from the whole situation there. Carolina was good in every facet, every way, defensively, special teams, offensively. Cam made them unique and very special. Denver, a great defense. More so than that offense. And I ultimately think, Jeff, that that may be the problem for Peyton Manning today, is that offensively, I think Carolina has more weapons than Denver does. But again, a lot will be determined on that field. We can talk about it and think what's going to happen, and then something completely could take place. But I just see too many weapons for Carolina. And I just think there's too much momentum for Carolina, Jeff.
You know, I don't hate that take. I don't hate that take at all. But I look back at this season. It's been a really bizarre season for the Denver Broncos, albeit accompanied by a lot of success. But when you think about the Peyton Manning injury, or perhaps you're starting to look at some diminishing skills. You look at the future with Brock Osweiler coming on the field. You add Gary Kubiak. Peyton doesn't like his offense. You add all that, and you know at the end of that, you put all the numbers together, and this crazy equation gives you an answer of balance. And I think that Denver ran the ball better this year, and I think it takes a little bit of the pressure off of Peyton Manning. But when you look at the other side of the ball, it all hinges on Cam Newton. Derek Anderson steps on the field during an important moment of Super Bowl 50. The Denver Broncos are going to be the champions, right?
I don't know, man. It's one of those things where I would love to see Peyton Manning ride out in the sunset. Don't get me wrong. I absolutely would love it. That's a great story. It's like a storybook finish, if you will. You know, I mean, truth be told, it'd be great. But unfortunately, stories don't make sports what they actually are. They're great to talk about, but what actually happens could be completely different. Think about the last time Peyton Manning was in the Super Bowl. It was dreadful. And I guess I'm wondering, why does Peyton Manning struggle so badly when it comes to Super Bowls? This guy knows the defenses better than anybody. He reads the it so well, but yet in that big, huge moment, he has failed more often than he's succeeded, Jeff.
It's the postseason in general. I mean, you think about how long his career, what is this? This is the 18th year of his career. You know, you think about that, and you think about the fact that he's probably been in the playoffs all but three or four seasons. You know, the season he was hurt, it took the Colts a few years to get there. I think they missed once under Jim Mora early in Peyton's career as well. But, I mean, he's been there a lot. I mean, 12, 13, 14 times. He's only reached four Super Bowls. And, you know, he's 1-2 to date. And that New Orleans game didn't go particularly well. In fact, even the game over the Chicago Bears down in Miami in 2007, he didn't win that game. I mean, their defense, you know, had a great game against Rex Grossman and the Chicago Bears. And Joseph Addai ran the football a lot. And Tony Dungy found the formula, but it wasn't lean heavily on Peyton and let him win a championship. That's never been the case. You know, you can't squarely put the 43-8 loss to Seattle a couple of years ago on his shoulders, but he's never really carried his team in the playoffs. He's won some playoff games, but he's lost a lot of playoff games too.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, look, Peyton Manning, as great as he is, there is a lot of, man, he could be better, at least in my head. So, you know what? Truth be told, we can talk about it. We can try to figure out what's going to happen, but we really don't know. Do I think Carolina has an advantage? Absolutely. But you don't know that until these guys step on a field and actually go out and play it out. So we'll see how it all shakes out. But let me ask you this.
You know, when you talk about the weapons that Cam has and the weapons that the Broncos have, and you think that you think that there's a little bit of an advantage, maybe a bigger advantage to Denver in that, or to Carolina in that regard. But Demaryius Thomas, I mean, once you neutralize him with good coverage, you still can't take away that size. And that's something that you don't have on the other side of the ball with Ginn and with Brown. And you know, you do have it with Greg Olsen. So, I mean, maybe Greg Olsen's the X factor for Carolina. It's not so much that Cam has a lot of weapons. It's just that he has one that they may not be able to stop.
Yeah, and then Stewart running the ball has been pretty darn good all season long.
And how much better would they be if they had their the seemingly franchise long tandem to join Stewart in D'Angelo Williams, who's now with the Pittsburgh Steelers? It just seems like they have half of the two headed monster, and they could be even more dangerous if that was a complete if they had that complete tandem, which they lack with Whitaker.
Yeah, I mean, look.
And Tolbert's nice too. Don't get me wrong; that's a nice little weapon to have, but it's not exactly a 1-1A approach.
No, but Tolbert definitely knocks some people around, and you know what? You give him the ball around the goal line, you can pretty much book that as being a score. So, you know what? And then Cam Newton. Let's also talk about him a little bit in the sense of. This guy can just absolutely go out there and kill it. I mean, he can kill it with his legs. He can kill it with his arms. He's like the best double threat I've ever seen at quarterback. And I just a question for you here. Do you think guys will move more toward the type of skill set that Cam Newton has in the future? Or is this guy just a one of a kind?
I mean, it's kind of the same question you ask about how NBA teams can architect themselves to be like Golden State, and the bottom line is they can't. And I think you have that situation in a lot of ways with Cam Newton. But, you know, if Cam Newton came before Vince Young might have never tried to fake it into a pro-style quarterback and just been what he is.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, look, the bottom line is they have themselves a very interesting opportunity, okay? And like you said, that whole region is just craving for something great to happen in their sports world.
They get it on the college side a lot. You know, you have the Tobacco Road and all that, but
yeah, but this is professional. You know, this isn't something that they get very often. And truth be told, you know, it's funny. I was talking to, I can't remember, a buddy the other day about this. And, you know, we're saying, you know, it'd be great to see Peyton Manning win. Oh, it'd be great to see Cam Newton win. Look, the bottom line is fans really appreciate the win. You know, you talk about the great, you know, Green Bay Packer teams and the rich history that the team that I root for has. And that's what it does to this whole region, is it sucks those people in for a lifetime, Jeff. You know, and I think there's something that's very special and very unique about having that opportunity to change the culture of your franchise and the way that your fans go out and support you. It's an amazing thing.
Yeah, what was the identity to Carolina before Cam? I mean, you know, the Kerry Collins, I think, had some success way back in the day, but
yeah,
you know, in the Dom Capers teams. But, you know, this Carolina franchise, it's, you know, it's not that old. It's not that old. So, you know, they've had two really good runs. They're amidst the second one right now. But, I mean, I think that it all goes back to number one, and I think that's so appropriate that he couldn't get number two when he got to Carolina because of Jimmy Clausen, and he's number one, and he's number one in that franchise for sure.
Yeah. Anyways, a lot of things happening in the sports world, but most importantly, a huge game, Super Bowl 50, taking place today. Thoughts and opinions, man, they're welcomed and encouraged. On the other side, we're going to hook up with Justin McKinney, comedian, sports guy, you name it, man. He knows it all, and we love talking to him as well. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Bark at the moon.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation.
Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Huge game today. Huge. Super Bowl 50. Peyton Manning, 39 years old, with a great shot to ride out in the sunset. If you like Denver, Cam Newton on the other side could put himself in some elite company winning a Super Bowl. We haven't even gotten into the color of his skin winning a Super Bowl. I haven't even thought about that, to be honest with you. But wow, how big could that be? In all honesty, huge. But truth be told, we want your thoughts. We want your opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Want to know what's on your mind? Give us a prediction for what you think will happen in Super Bowl 50. Denver Broncos, Carolina Panthers. I think it's a great matchup. Let's bring in a couple of people here. We're going to bring in our guests first and foremost, Justin McKinney, who is a comedian, entertainer. We love having him join us when we get the opportunity to talk to you, Justin. But we also have a caller. We're going to bring Mitch in, who's in Santa Monica, California, if I'm not mistaken. But first, let me welcome in Justin. Justin, how you doing this morning, man?
I'm doing great, Andy. Great to hear your voice again, buddy.
You know, I love talking to you, Justin. I wish we got to see each other a little bit more often. I hate the fact that you have not been to Phoenix maybe since the last time you, myself, and Duresta were in studio together.
That's right. I met you, Andy, and that was kind of like the pinnacle, the peak of my career. There's been no reason to go back. Once I got to meet you, it's like, what else am I going to get out of that place?
Hey, I feel that way about you, but and to be honest with you, that night was absolutely off the hook. It was great. We had a blast, and it has actually helped you and I to keep in touch. And you know what? I thank the Tempe Improv for having you, and I thank them for making you and I friends today, man. It's truly a blessing to me, man.
No, it's cool, and we have this this common bond, which is that of sports, right? It's exciting.
And usually, you know, we're talking about your Patriots, man, but this year, a little different scenario. And, you know, being a Patriot guy, you have to at least have a little bit of, like, sentimental side. When you saw Belichick and Peyton Manning exchange at the end of that game and saying, you know, this may be my last rodeo, was that not the ultimate respect for two guys that have had a lot of success in the NFL?
No, of course it is. I mean, Peyton's a great guy, obviously one of the best ever, and it definitely two legends in those guys. I mean, yeah, I mean, but I got to be honest, I don't want him to win.
Hey,
Peyton to win, though.
Why don't you want him to win? What would be bad about him riding out in the sunset to you?
I mean, here's the thing. It's not that if he does win, I'm going to be happy for him if he wins, put it that way. If he wins, I'll be happy for him. That is kind of like Elway, what happened with Elway when he went out, right? Yeah. Won those couple Super Bowls to end his career. But for me, it's the whole Brady Manning thing, the whole battle, and this whole, you know, this whole thing I got to listen to all the time. And to be honest, I mean, Manning, if Pittsburgh doesn't fumble the ball, I mean, they're one and out, and my Patriots are probably in. Like, there's so many reasons the Patriots should be in this game. I mean, you got to admit, I mean, they were like, the wheels just fell off the Patriots at the end of the season. I mean, if they had won any of those games, whether it's Miami, the Eagles, the Denver one, when Harper muffed that punt, like, there were so many things that could, if they would have had home field advantage. So I'm still a little stung that because the Broncos knocked the Pats out, so that's probably more of it. Than anything. But look, if he wins, I will be happy for him. But I kind of am hoping for a blowout in a weird way. Does that make it awful?
Hey, no, man, that's not awful. That's what you kind of want to see. But let me ask you this, and we're going to bring Mitch in as well. Mitch, I know you're calling from Santa Monica, California. We appreciate you calling us at 1-800-878-7529, by the way. Let me just throw this out there, and then we'll bring Mitch into the conversation. You have to give credit where credit's due. And I think Denver had, and Wade Phillips, had an unbelievable defensive game plan to shut down your Patriots. You know, and when we think about that, and I've been talking about Cam Newton and Greg Olsen and some of the weapons that he has, you know, they do have that ability to just lock you down and make you one-dimensional. So that could bode very well for Denver. However, I just have a weird feeling that this is Cam's year. We know we got the MVP last night. I just feel like it's his year. He has really arrived, and this is his opportunity to become an elite quarterback in the NFL. So we'll see how it all takes place. And look, I don't want to see a blowout personally because I hate seeing blowouts. It's not fun. It's the biggest game of the year. I want it to be a close contest. Hey, Mitch, we'll bring you in. Thanks for calling from Santa Monica. We have Justin McKinney, entertainer, comedian, also obviously a big sports guy joining us as well. But what's on your mind, man?
Hold on. Excuse me. Hey, Max, can you give me that box of Kleenex? Oh my God, the Love Fest you guys just opened a segment with. Please, I'm it's breaking me up. My God.
Hey, Mitch, Jeff Rich here. I never got a chance to weigh in. There's nothing good about John Elway winning Super Bowls. There's nothing good about Peyton Manning. I'm tired of the narrative myself.
Andy, please, we've already seen one Bronco ride away on this horse at the sunset. I don't need to see another one. Just make me puke, please. I mean, that's the last thing I want to see. The only thing I really want to know is if Left Shark is going to make an appearance during the halftime show or not. I love that prospect.
I don't know on that one. Who knows? But truth be told, man, look, they are great stories. And whether you like them or not, I don't really care. You know, the truth is you're entitled to your opinion. I'm entitled to my opinion. Justin's entitled to his. Jeff is entitled to his. And if you don't like seeing old guys win and ride out in the sunset, hey, that's your prerogative. I like Cam Newton,
too. You know, Dorf, they weren't always old, though. They were young and vicious and season destroyers for certain teams of my childhood.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm with Jeff here. As far as I'm concerned, Peyton Manning broke enough of Favre's records this year. He doesn't need to have another ring. Forget it. I'm done with that.
Wow.
Yeah, I agree. If he didn't have a ring, all right, let him get one. But, I agree. That's why, and I don't have much of a, like I said, a love fest. I mean, if he wins, he wins. But like I said, I know what you mean by having a close game, too. I mean, obviously, if you know he's going to lose, the close game keeps us all around. I'm just saying, in the back of my mind, if they just got killed. I mean, what was the score against Seattle? I see a replay of that possibly happening. What was that, 43-8? What was the score? You remember that?
Yeah, well, and that's what I don't want, personally. I mean, look, I this is the last game of the year, guys. Why in the heck do we want to see a team get blown out in the biggest game and fail at the biggest moment? I think that's like ridiculous for you guys to want that in a way.
No, hold on, Andy. That's the last thing I want. Want is to blow out. I want to have some fun today. I mean, I will tell you with this. If the first play from scrimmage from the Broncos is a safety, watch out. We might be in trouble again this year. But I think what I'm really looking forward to is a really good day. We're having a couple friends over. They're bringing over their sons. We're going to have a great time. My wife has been cooking up a storm. I'm making my brats. I mean, we're going to have a wonderful time. This is the time. This is truly our American holiday. This is the time when the whole country focuses all together on one specific event. It's a wonderful day. It's a really great time. And I'm so, I'm sad in one way because it is the end of the season. But it's got to, end sometime. And these are the two teams that, at the end of the day, when the scoreboard doesn't lie, these are the only two teams that are still have won, whether your offensive line couldn't hold up during the year, like mine, by the way. Jeff and I'm a Packer fan, as you know, or you might not know. Or if you didn't have a great team. The bottom line is these two teams are here today, and it should be a lot of fun. Two great stories. I don't think the race story, Andy, should be a part of this at all. Actually, I think Cam's making that more of a story than anyone else. But it's just a great day to celebrate truly our, football and NFL football. It'll be a lot of fun.
Hey, give us your score prediction for the game, and then we'll let you run. Appreciate you giving us a call, man.
I hope it is. Well, my fear is that it's going to be a blowout, and the Broncos are going to get nailed. But it would be great if it was something like a wacky, like 38-35. I mean, just weird numbers and just something at the end, or a 36, 35, something. A total, fun game at the very end. Let's see it end on a Hail Mary. I mean, we've seen that before this year a few times, haven't we?
Absolutely.
Speaking of Green Bay.
What's that?
So I said, yeah, Hail Mary, speaking of Green Bay.
Exactly. And you saw that. I don't know if you watched the NFL Awards last night, but by the way, two Packer plays in the top five for players.
Unbelievable.
You know, hey, Mitch, appreciate
it. What boils down to it? Wasn't this, though, an exciting season? I mean, granted, you had your Patriots that went almost to the end, and my Packers were in. But the bottom line is it was a great season. There were unbelievable stories. The Panthers story is a great story. Obviously, Manning coming back from injury is a great story. It's been a fantastic season. I can't wait for today, and then I can't wait for the draft.
Sounds like a plan. Hey, we got to kick it to a break, so appreciate your phone call, Mitch, and have a great day. Justin, hang tight with us. We're going to keep you on the other side if you have a few minutes. Is that okay?
Yeah, buddy.
All right. Hey, and Jeff, why don't you take us out of here?
All right. You're listening to the Dorfon Sports Show on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Let me give a shout-out to my fellow Marines and all our servicemen that are going to be listening to us and watching the game on the Armed Forces Network today. We're proud of you. God bless America.
I spent months searching the world over for the very best Nashville hot chicken recipe. Then I found it in the last place I ever expected, Nashville. KFC's new Nashville hot chicken. Crispy, hand-prepared chicken with a legendary blend of spicy and smoky flavor. You know, in hindsight, I probably should have just started in Nashville. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Limited time offer. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
Ace has the lighting options you want and the answers you need. Right now, four packs of Fight Warm White 60-watt LED bulbs are just $10.99 each after $12 instant savings. Stop by your neighborhood Ace today and save over 50% on four packs of our longest-lasting LED bulbs, now just $10.99 each.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace Rewards members get savings instantly in store. Offer valid on SKU 3516317, now through 229 at participating stores. Store stock only. See store for details.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Huge game today, people. Super Bowl 50, Peyton Manning with a shot to ride out in the sunset. Yes, I'm going to keep using that because I think it would be a great story. I don't care what you think, people. On the other hand, Cam Newton could become elite. I think that's a great story as well. We have Justin McKinney, entertainer, comedian, sports enthusiast, talking to us as well. Justin, I want to break this down with you a little bit. I know we have another caller, so caller, just hang tight. We will bring you in the mix, but I kind of want to get Justin's take on that Denver defense. You did get to see it firsthand with the Patriots going down to them. Do you think it's possible for Wade Phillips and the Denver Broncos to have another unbelievable game plan and be able to shut down Denver, or I'm sorry, shut down Cam Newton and Carolina, making it easier for Denver once again to maybe get another Super Bowl ring and have Peyton Manning ride out in that sunset?
I mean, look, I totally think it's possible that that could happen, but I think the one thing that they're not going to have that they had last time is home field advantage, where Brady just could not do anything with the offensive line. They couldn't hear him, right? If that was a home game, I think that even though that plan, as good as it was, I think the Patriots could have won that game had it been in Foxborough, just because of the noise. That's the first thing. The second thing, Cam Newton can move. Like, if they come hard at the edges like that and they're coming in and he breaks, he can break off 30, 40 yards. So I think that that's – he's going to have to come up with a little bit of a different plan, because I think Cam Newton is going to be able to – would do well with that. I think it'd break off some huge runs if they're doing that.
Well, and I think that's a great point. You know, the difference between these two guys are their legs. Tom Brady – isn't going to kill you with his legs. He's going to kill you and pick you apart with his arm, because he's got a bunch of weapons. Cam Newton can destroy you with his arm and his legs, and he doesn't look to, like, run out of bounds. He looks to knock guys out when he's running. Dangerous as it is for a quarterback, the guy's like 250 pounds, and it seems like it's very effective for him, and it hasn't really taken its toll on him. But I do think that's you're right. Tom Brady doesn't get out of the pocket and scramble and has a potential to have a 100-yard rushing game, whereas Cam Newton has the ability to have a 100-yard rushing game, Jeff. So that is a huge advantage, if you ask me.
No, I absolutely agree with that. You know, he doesn't have bona fide weapons. He makes his weapons into what they need to be for the Carolina Panthers to win football games. And, you know, it's not option B. Option B isn't to run the football. You know, option B is to find a secondary receiver. And then he checks down and then he takes off when he absolutely needs to. And that's why, the quote unquote black quarterback or the mobile quarterback in the NFL has gotten so much grief over the years, is because they've run too much. And I think the Cam has found that balance. I talked about balance with Denver having a running game. I mean, there's balance within Cam Newton's own decisions post-snap, not even pre-snap, where he's changing the play and reading it. He's actually making decisions on the fly, and he's doing it so quickly and so brilliantly. And that's why Carolina is where they're at today. And I think that that's why they have a good chance to win this football game.
Justin, let me ask you this. With everything that we've talked about, is there something that we're missing? Is it a special teams play? Is it a huge penalty? Like, what do you think could be something that could – we're all leaning – I believe we're all leaning toward Carolina in the way that we're talking about this. But is there something that could change this outcome dramatically? I mean, obviously, without Cam Newton getting taken out of the game, or Peyton Manning, something along those lines. But is there a special teams play that you see happening, like Mitch said about the safety potentially? Is there something like that that you think happens in this game that makes it sway one way or the other because of that momentum?
I mean, for sure. And it seems like on these big stages, something like that does happen, right? Either a kick return or a punt return for a touchdown. The kind of the fumble recovery pickup, like one of those things, like if Manning, like, drops the ball, they pick it up. And I think that play is probably, whoever gets that play, it's probably going to win this game. Like, whoever makes that big, that whether it's a pick six, I mean, you just never know. But, I mean, I have a feeling that Manning is going to throw an interception, if not two. And if that happens, that's why I think Denver's going to get into big trouble if they fall behind and they got to catch up. But, yeah, that's the wild card, is the special teams play. I mean, look what happened to the Patriots in that the Eagles game, you know, the blocked punt and, you know, and then the special teams touchdowns. It's like that kind of stuff, and it'll be over. The missed extra point, the Patriots, the Gus, like something like that. Who would have figured that? We could see a missed PAT in this game.
You could. And you know what? It has made a difference, them moving it back. We've seen it happen on numerous occasions. But, hey.
Isn't it ironic that Bill Belichick was one of the guys who lobbied to move that back because we've got the best kicker in the game, or one of them, and sure enough, it comes back to bite us in the ass.
Yeah, hey, that's kind of the way it works. But usually, Billy Boy is ahead of the curve, in all honesty, on most things. And then they change rules based on what he or the Patriots wind up doing. So, look, bottom line is I hope we have a good football game today. And we really appreciate you taking time out with us, Justin. Give us a prediction on what you think is the final score.
I'm going Carolina 31-17.
I like that. I'll be honest with you. I was thinking somewhere along the same lines. Like, I was thinking 31, 35 points for them, 17, 21 points for Denver, something along those lines. So you and I are pretty much on the same page. Hey, speaking of being on the same page, what have you got going? Tell people where they can find you and check out your show, man. Because truth be told, Justin McKinney is a great entertainer. Absolutely hysterical, and if you have not seen him before, you have to get out and check him out. So tell us.
Well, basically, my website, justinmckinney.com, is actually getting redone as we speak, but all my dates will be up there. It's Justin with an O, J-U-S-T-O-N, and I'm doing, you know, I do a lot in the Northeast now because of my kids, but I've already got, I'm going to Denver in December already. I've already booked the Denver, the Comedy Works out that way, Yeah, and then I've always got, you know, stuff I'm working on. I go to Los Angeles in 2 weeks. I'm trying to pitch a show out there. So, there's, you know, I've always got something kind of cooking.
Yeah, I know you do, man. I keep checking you out all the time myself. And, you know, just a quick question for you, because I find it interesting on some people, you know, some public figures' pages that they have other people running their pages. That's not the case with you, and I want you to tell people, because I know by the responses that I get from you, those are you talking to me.
Yeah, I can't afford to hire some. No, I'm just kidding.
No, but truth be told, there are a lot of people that have people managing their pages for them. You don't do that, and I think that's cool.
For a while, I did. I tried it for a little bit, and it did. It was weird because it was like, that's not my voice. Like, so at the end of the day, it's like if someone's answering for you, and they might say something, and I'm like, I would never say that. Like, it just was weird. I did it for like a few weeks. I tried it. And then, I do go through and answer all my stuff. Sometimes it takes me a while, though, and I'm sure there's some pissed off people because if you're in the middle of a feed, like one of those, and I answer you, and then you answer me, like, I'm not necessarily going to get back to that feed. Like, so I'm sure there's people I dropped the ball on, but I try to be I try to be pretty good with that stuff.
No, you are, man. You're awesome, and I really appreciate you taking time out with us. It is Super Bowl Sunday. I'm sure you have better things to be doing than hanging out with the Dorf Man and Jeff Rich, but we do appreciate you taking time out with us, and I look forward to talking to you the next time.
Big Super Bowl party, and you know, it's, you know, my boy is 8 years old, my oldest, so I mean, this is a rough year. I to have the Patriots not playing this year bums me out, but I'm actually bummed out. You know, there's going to be that day where he's going to have that look, that tear in his eye, and I'm going to have to tell him the Patriots are not in the AFC Championship game, you know, because that's all he's known.
Yeah, look, man. It's
three
it's,
years
it's,
old. They were in it. They've been in it every year. He's been watching it. So, you know, that's
hey,
the reality
of it. It sounds to me like you're bitter to a certain extent, but on the other hand, you're kind of gloating about all the success. So, you know what? Hey, the truth of the matter is you guys have had so much success. It's nice that somebody else is going to get an opportunity to win the Super Bowl this year. And I honestly mean that sincerely. I love what you guys have done, but it's time for somebody else to get a Super Bowl ring.
Hey, Justin, I've got absolutely no love for the Denver Broncos. I'm 37 years old. This is the seventh time I have to watch that ugly orange on Super Bowl Sunday. So, you know, and it's not even that I root for the other alpha in the American Football Conference. I just don't care to see anything related to John Elway do well after what happened in 1987 in Cleveland.
No, that's a good point. I hear that. And look, it is a lot like when our teams aren't in it, it is, you can enjoy the game. Actually, you know what I'm going to enjoy? The commercials. Because normally I'm not even thinking of the commercials because, like, last year was a nightmare. You know what I mean? They kept falling, you know, when they got behind Seattle. It's like, you're not even, I can't laugh at that commercial. The Patriots are losing.
Yeah, no, definitely, man. Hey, appreciate your time, Justin. Have a great day. And We'll catch up with you here in the next who knows when something is shaking, or if I see something on your page that I'm going to come after you about, you're going to be back, buddy.
All right, guys. Look, have a good one. See you, Jeff, Andy. Thanks, guys. Have a great day, man, and hope it's going to be a great game.
Be sure to check him out, JustinMcKinney.com, for his tour dates. He's a great guy. I've known him for years. Like I said, Jeff, a long time ago, he sat in studio, he and John DiResta, myself. We had a blast. It was crazy. It was so much fun, and we've actually had a pretty good relationship ever since then. Let's go out to the phones once again. Sorry to make you wait a while. Chris, you're up. You got the Dorfman. You got Jeff Rich. What's on your mind?
Okay. Well, about the Panthers – you guys forgot about their sweep option, and they always have a man in motion to distract the defense. They did it when they dismantled the Tardinals. I know, the Tardinals. Not the Cardinals, the Tardinals. Yeah. They dismantled them. They would send Ginn out like he was going to get a lateral toss, and then he'd be in motion. They'd go, and then you'd see Patrick Peterson would try to cover Ginn, and then it'd be a distraction, and then they'd actually pitch it to Stewart, and then he'd go right up the middle for an 18-yard gain, and then we'd start to try to stop Stewart, and then they'd give it to Cam for a 12-yard carry, and they're just picking us apart.
But let me ask you this. I mean, no offense. I'm not trying to – I obviously can tell you're a Cardinal fan, but here's the deal. The Cardinals' defense is nowhere near the Denver Broncos' defense. Is that fair to say?
I know that, but even as disciplined as the Broncos' defense is, I don't think you can just bottle up Cam Newton. It's a lot similar to Russell Wilson and Marshawn Lynch with the read option, except they have even more going on with the man in motion. And, no. I mean, even with Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware, I think it's going to be tough to stop them.
Well, that's an old quarterback trick, you know, the pre-snap read. When you're not sure what you see, you could send a man in motion. And I think the Rivera's just figured it out. If we just do that every play, it makes the defense a lot less complicated for Cam to see when you got people moving and the defense has to adjust to it. It kind of shows their hand a little bit.
Right.
Look, I think you mentioned something, too, that we haven't mentioned, Chris. Teddy Ginn Jr., the guy is a speedster. If he catches the ball, he's pretty much running to the house with it. And that's not something that we've talked about. We've talked about Greg Olsen, and that's about it. Teddy Ginn Jr. could play a big factor in this game too, I think, to be honest with you. And you kind of hit that on the head. He does do a lot of interesting things where he's running, getting himself in motion, looking like he's going to take a handoff. It does open things up down the field. It opens things up for Cam. How many yards do you think Cam has to have on the ground himself, Chris? Does he have to have about 100 yards?
To be honest, I think if he could, this could be a game with their defense. Everyone's talking about how good the Broncos' defense are. How about how good the Panthers' defense is?
Yeah, and, I agree.
And if they can just manage, keep him in the game, he could probably have a Matt Leinart-like stat sheet. He'd have like 200 yards passing, one touchdown, and a pick. I mean, and I'm probably still be all right. He might need at least, I'll say he needs at least 50 on the ground to keep them honest.
Hey, Dorf, I don't know about you, but I'm just getting bludgeoned with these Cardinals references, man.
Well, look, the bottom line is it's fun. What I like about sports radio, hey, Chris, appreciate the phone call as always. Hey, give us the final score, man. What do you think the score of the game is?
I'm going to go Panthers 35, Broncos 13, and also, last thing, the D-backs lineup next year, Pollock, Peralta, Goldschmidt, Yasmani Thomas, Castillo, Jake Lamb, Gene Segura, Nick Ahmed, Zach Greinke, Shelby Miller, Patrick Corbin, Robbie Ray, and Ruby De La Rosa.
Are you feeling like a World Series is imminent here in Arizona for them, or what?
I'm not gonna go that far yet, but I'm going to say the NL West is ours.
All right, man. Hey, have a great day, brother. Appreciate the phone call, as always. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Hey, Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots going on in the sports world. Big, big game. Super Bowl 50. Peyton Manning. Great chance for him to ride out in the sunset. A lot of you don't like that. I am mad at you. Cam Newton. Good shot for him to become elite in the NFL. Giving himself a Super Bowl ring. And as Jeff said, for that whole region of the country, man, they can have something to really get behind. And I'll tell you what, winning a Super Bowl changes the culture of your organization. It changes that fan base, Jeff. It gets people very involved, and it gets people behind you forever. Ask me. I'm a Green Bay Packer fan, man. We're not in the Super Bowl, but I love that team. And you know what? I'm calling it right now. They win Super Bowl 51. I'm calling it right now. You heard it. We haven't even played Super Bowl 50, but Super Bowl 51 is going to the Green Bay Packers, Jeff.
We don't know what the landscape's going to look like. That's cute, and I'm not going to say gun to my head that it's wrong, but it's bold. It's bold, man. There's so much to talk about an hour or two, man. Absolutely. I'm really looking forward to another 60 minutes with you, man.
I am too. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.